This is North Shore Today for Friday, October 20, 2017. Joel Barrett writes in today's Salem News, climate change impacts, including rising sea levels and more intense storms, are coming to Crane Beach in Ipswich, and the trustees of reservations wants to be ready. The organization's crown jewel, which attracts 300,000 visitors a year to Ipswich, is one of five of the most vulnerable properties owned by the trustees in the state, according to a soon-to-be-released coastal vulnerability assessment by the Woods Hole Group of East Falmouth. Using sea level rise scenarios developed for the northeastern United States, the study's authors adjusted for local subsidence and assumed a relative sea level rise of 0.62 feet, or 7.5 inches, by 2030, and 3.2 feet in 2070. The year 2030 is only 13 years away, as you know, and 2070 is but 53 years. Sea level rise and its possible impacts on Crane Beach will be just one topic at Saturday's Ipswich Environmental Symposium at the Ascension Memorial Church's Boone Hall, beginning at 4 p.m. The free session is being held to look at the threats to Ipswich watersheds, salt marshes, clamming, and shorelines. More on the story written by Joel Barrett in today's Salem News. In Lynn, the victims in last month's flood are being left high and dry. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, Thomas Grillo writes in today's Daily Item of Lynn that home and business owners who were expecting financial relief from the state for recent flood damage got some bad news this week. More than 100 residents and commercial property owners packed room 302 at Lynn City Hall Tuesday night to hear Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, MEMA, staff say little could be done and little help was on its way, limited amount for flood damage. I was disappointed, said Eric Ciccone, co-owner of Beeden Hardware in downtown Lynn on Monroe Street, who sustained $100,000 of damage to his store. I attended the meeting expecting a combination of state aid, grants, and low-income loans, but that wasn't to be. The combination of high tides and torrential rain led to a flash flood on the North Shore 2 weeks ago, which inundated the Lynnway and flooded Commercial, Boston, and Alley streets, bringing traffic to a standstill and flooding property. For years, the city had been dealing with flooding, despite orders from the U.S. District Court and the Environmental Protection Agency, which require the city's Water and Sewer Commission to end so-called combined sewer overflows in four locations. It's unclear when the work will be completed. When there's heavy rain, the waste sometimes exceeds the capacity in the sewer lines and makes its way into the sea, streets, and basements. Alan Phillips, the program coordinator at MEPA, who co-hosted Tuesday's meeting, said that there is a very high threshold to get free cash. Storms must cause at least $10 million in uninsured losses. And quote, "We are still reviewing the information from the home and business owners, but there's a very low likelihood that we will meet that threshold," he said. The storm was a very local event and did not even impact the entire city. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Thomas Grillo writes on itemlive.com, two North Shore cities are competing for what could be the ultimate prize, 50,000 high-paying jobs and a $5 billion investment from the world's largest e-commerce company. Lynn and Revere were among two dozen other Massachusetts communities and more than 100 nationwide to contend for construction of Amazon's second headquarters, dubbed HQ2. The Economic Development and Industrial Corp, EDIC, Lynn's Development Bank, submitted a proposal to Amazon Thursday on behalf of the city and four landlords who own more than 100 acres of waterfront property on the Lynnway. The owners, who declined to be named because their tenants who have not been notified, have agreed to submit them the plan as a team. James Cowdell, EDC's executive director, is quoted as saying, "Our proposal is extremely competitive." In its RFP, Amazon said they are seeking a metropolitan area with a population of more than 1 million, access to transit, and the potential to attract and retain technical talent. The decision is expected next year. More on this story in today's Item Live, story written by Thomas Grillo. Ray Lamont writes in today's Gloucester Times, candidates for Gloucester City Council's four at-large seats spent an hour Wednesday night carving out stands on the opioid crisis, marijuana sales, a ban on plastic bags, economic development, and sanctuary cities. In the city election season's first candidates debate at Sawyer Free Library. The debate featured six of the seven at-large candidates. Melissa Cox was away and unable to attend, and drew more than 80 people, including Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken, who watched quietly from the back row. The forum, hosted by the League of Women Voters of Cape Ann, featured questions posed by Gloucester High School students who have been working with the candidates as part of a school civics project. There were also questions submitted by audience members, with a few others posed by moderator June Michaels on behalf of the league. Those included the finale, in which Michaels called for a simple yes or no and asked if the candidates would support a push to have Gloucester declared a sanctuary city for immigrants. Two-term incumbent Paul Lindbergh said he would absolutely support such a move, which has been raised in neighboring communities but not in Gloucester. Incumbents Jamie O'Hara, Joseph Orlando Jr., and Joe Shalino, and challengers Jen Holmgren and Bob Wynot, as they sat across the table, all said they would oppose a sanctuary designation. More in a story written by Ray Lamont in today's Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.